Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Leanna. I will need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Nikki Evans. I called last week to file a claim, and you guys told me to call back this week.
Okay. Can I have your social, please? 418-250-1142. 418-250-1142.
Yes.
Okay. This will be your first claim.
Yes.
Okay. Can I have your first name, please?
Nikki, N-I-C-K-Y.
And your last name?
Evans, E-V-A-N-S.
Okay. And your date of birth?
It's 03-17-1987.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your gender?
Female.
Okay, and what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Ninth.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name?
Evans.
Okay, do you have a state of Alabama issued driver's license?
I do.
Okay, can you verify the driver's license number?
One second.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposited into your checking or savings account, or the AdVantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The benefits card.
You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the AdVantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color AdVantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing AdVantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new AdVantage prepaid account. The AdVantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 in network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out of network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 in activity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are a card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where this card is used. See the loan form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The loan form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature, and your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue?
Yes.
Okay, and can I have your current address?
4730 First Street East, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35404, Apartment A.
And what was the zip code?
35404.
Okay, and is the address that you verified above, is it the same or different from the mailing address?
Same.
Okay, and has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay, and can I have a telephone number for you?
205-632-4608.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 10651 Ramsey Boulevard, 1504 Forest Way Avenue, 3911 24th Street Northeast, 623 Nature Trail, or I have never been associated with any of these.
3911.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 163 Richmond Road, 2330 East Med Drive, 401 Skyland Boulevard, 4866 Riverwood Place, or I have never been associated with any of these?
None.
When did you purchase the property at 1056 15th Parkway? June 2009, December 2013, January 2017, February 2020, or I have never been associated?
Never.
Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? Nutter Place Northeast, Virginia Drive, Ridge Avenue, Sheffield Court, or all of the above?
Nutterville.
Okay. Which of the following age ranges closely matches the age of Ricky Knox? 23 to 27, 38 to 42, 58 to 62, 68 to 72, or none of the above?
58 to 62.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, and did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay, and when was the last day that you worked?
What day was it? Last Tuesday? It's been like 2 weeks now on a Tuesday. I can't remember the date.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself on a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Neither.
Are you currently working solely on a commission base or do you have a real estate license?
Neither.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Neither.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Not all shifts.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel? I don't know. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'll say 30.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Probably 14.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay. Okay, did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
If you could select any type of job that reflected your skills, what type of work would you like to do?
Probably warehouse.
Okay. And you're filing this claim for Coral Industries or Old Castle Building Development?
Yes.
Which one?
I think it's the same.
Okay.
It should be Old Castle, I think, yeah.
Okay. Can I have your current phone number again?
It's 205-632-4608.
Okay. And do you have the work location phone number for Old Castle?
Is 205-345-1013.
Okay, and when did you become employed with this company?
I know it was June 2021.
Okay, and when was the last day you worked for this company?
Let me check this. Thank you. The 14th.
Was your last day of work last Tuesday?
Excuse me.
Was your last day of work last Tuesday?
Yes, like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay, and what city and state was this work performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay or a holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I think so.
Okay, I have a 4-digit PIN that you would need to write now.
Okay.
The 4-digit PIN is 4287.
Okay.
Okay, and if you'll give me a moment, I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-662-7000.
752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is going to be determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any other questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.